Pet of the Week is no stranger to the limelight. He's been featured on the news, Pet of the Week, time and time again, social media galore. And the dog is named Cruiser and came to the shelter back in 2016. That's how long this dog has been at the shelter. That tells you everything you need to know. The post is right up there. There's links that you can click on if you would like to adopt Cruiser. But taking it one step further is shelter manager at Big Lake Humane Society, Velvet Light. How you doing, Velvet?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well this chilly fall day.
I know. Frost possible tomorrow, and my goodness. This is awesome, what you're doing. In a heartwarming commitment to Big Lake Humane Society's mission, you're going to be bunking in one of the kennels overnight with Cruiser, a senior dog who's been waiting for a forever home. You'll do this on Friday, October 11th. It'll be streamed live on Facebook and TikTok starting at 9 p.m. How are you preparing for this?
For one, I'm looking up on how to best do a live, because I can't say I've really done one that features myself. I usually just walk around pointing it at animals.
Ah, that's true. You're right. You're right.
So that's something there. Making sure the heat's working in the building. We're struggling with that today with one of our units.
Okay.
That way we're all comfortable, making sure to find the biggest, comfiest beds that I can for the dog beds, because Cruiser's a big guy.
Right, right.
And he likes to cuddle, that's for sure.
This is a part of, yeah.
Stretching. Well, lots of ibuprofen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're going to need to stretch for sure. This is part of Jordan's Way fundraiser that you guys did last month with that organization. You guys raised a lot of money with that. That was like a fundraiser you did on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, it was a Facebook Live fundraiser. Jordan's Way goes around to shelters nationwide, and they do a three-hour live Facebook fundraising event where they try to hit a goal of $15,000. Which is what they set for us, and he kept repeating over and over again that if we made that goal, that I, as the shelter manager, would sleep in one of the kennels overnight, and I didn't forget. And I could not let the opportunity pass to feature an animal that really, really needs the attention and the spotlight on them to find the home, and I couldn't think of anybody better than Cruiser, who I met when he was 2.5 years old. He was one of the very first dogs I walked here as a dog walker volunteer.
Really?
And he is now nearly 9 years old. And we still walk the trails. He doesn't walk as far as he used to. He's got a little bit of a limp now that we both have, actually.
That's true. I have somewhat of a lump in my throat right now. I'm not going to lie. I mean, this dog.
Oh, I tear up talking
this
about
this dog's been there since 2016, you know, and you're doing whatever you can.
Yeah, off and on. He was adopted, unfortunately. When he was adopted during the pandemic, his person passed away.
Okay.
And he was returned back to the shelter. And since he was returned back to us, he, again, has had no applications. And he doesn't have 4.5 years or a year sit here waiting for a home to grow older in.
Right. What do you expect?
So,
what do you expect?
Anything I can do.
What do you expect to accomplish by doing this? That somebody will say, "Look, she spent the night in a kennel with Cruiser, and people can see how sweet he is in the middle of the night." Do you hope that it will garner people calling on the phone and wanting to adopt him? What is your goal?
That really is it. Not only just for Cruiser, but for any of our long-stay animals in shelters nationwide, and dark-furred animals and large bully breeds like Cruiser in particular. This just showcases again what great dogs they can be, and I think this is a rare opportunity to see inside when he is playing tug of war and he's giving slobbery kisses and he just wants to sit on your lap,
right?
And to really show his personality in a way and more on an insider view that we try to tell adopters, that we try to show online, and we try and part with our words and their bios and their posts. But you can't really see until, you know, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be an opportunity to see it with no filter. Here he is just being Cruiser, being the best he can in a kennel here. So imagine what that would be like if that was your couch.
Yeah.
Or your living room.
There you go.
Bringing you a toy and curled up next to you watching Netflix or something.
Well, we'll do our best to promote this. And if Facebook lets me share your post.
Gosh, yeah.
I am so ticked off. I don't get it. I'm just trying to tag people that we have on the air. So, you know, the community can click on the Momentum Center or Big Lake and all these posts. They just kept removing them. So I stopped using the tags and stuff. So we'll see if it's just a fluke. Now, I know Cruiser's adoption fee has been reduced to $50 this month, part of the Bissell Pet Foundation, Empty the Shelters, spearheaded by Kathy Bissell, who I just have so much love and respect for her. Let's change course, though, and talk about what's happening down south with Hurricane Milton. You guys will be prepared to take animals if you need to?
Correct. We've already been in contact. The Bissell Pet Foundation has reached out. They were doing some rescue efforts in regards to Hurricane Helene, which just went through 11 days ago. So we definitely are expecting, and all shelters up north or in areas not affected by the hurricane should potentially reach out and look to see what we can do to help our partner shelters in other parts of the country that are definitely going to be affected by this. Special shout out to Suncoast Humane Society. They're in Charlotte County, just south of Tampa. Mm-hmm. I know a couple members of their board, and I saw they managed to actually evacuate all the cats and dogs from their shelter as of yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
And they are prepared for the worst. They were just hopefully going to get their new facility going, but they are definitely pausing operations on that. And they were focused on the animals and their safety and welfare and just getting them out into foster homes, which I know a lot of shelters down there in Florida and along the coastline are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we really appreciate all the local efforts there and all of the efforts already going into there from different organizations, including Bissell Pet Foundation, one that we've definitely been working with. I know that there's some local shelters in the area that had already reached out about taking hurricane animals like Noah's Project,
mm-hmm.
Harbor Humane,
yeah.
Kalamazoo.
Yep.
So these are all organizations. The more we can work together, the bigger impact we can make, and we can hopefully reunite animals with their people afterwards if worse comes to worse.
Yeah.
But at least make space for the animals that do have homes waiting mm-hmm. for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can find homes for the ones that were already there and didn't have homes to go back to.
Well, the goal is to get Cruiser adopted by Monday, okay? If you're going to be live streaming on Facebook and TikTok, and you're going to be with this senior dog, spending the night in a kennel, I hope that that will make the phone ring and that you'll get emails and somebody won't. There's somebody perfect out there for Cruiser. I believe that. And
we really hope so.
Yeah.
He just needs a home with no little children.
Okay.
The only pet in the home.
Okay.
And then just somebody really to love on him that likes to take him for maybe truck rides to get burgers or jerky. He's a big fan of that.
Okay.
All right. Short walks. He doesn't go as far as he used to. And then just a good yard with a tie out, maybe a fence that he could run around.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
He's a graduate of so many training programs.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, he's very well behaved. Yeah.
Dog.
I would love it if we could do a follow up on Monday. So I'll reach out to you. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Let's follow up and hopefully I'll see you on the live. I'll say hi if I see names that I know.
I love it. I'm going to let you go. I know you got a really busy day and then a busy weekend ahead of you. Thanks for everything that you do for our pets that we love, for our fur babies in the community. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Velvet.
Appreciate your partnership as well. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. It is the Adopt a Pet segment with Big Lake Humane Society, and it is brought to you by our friends at Haven Animal Hospital. They're on the corner of Fulton and Ferry. You can book your appointment online at Haven Animal.com. I think I should send this one out to Velvet. She sticks close to those animals. John Lennon would have been 84 today. His version, Stand By Me on WGHN.